We will hold hands across the table on a Tuesday and gaze at each other over a plate of carbonara and just...
God, I hope my husband's not listening to this and getting ideas.
I was going to say, Lucy, how would a date night suit you?
It wouldn't suit me at all. I mean, it's a standing joke in our relationship that we've been on about four dates in the entire, 8 years we've been together. We just never get around to it. We'd both rather be reading, and the few times we have actually gone out together, we do each bring a book or the newspapers, and we end up just going, let's just have a quiet hour.
That's that old phrase, isn't it? The couple that reads together stays together.
Yeah. But there's nothing worse than going into a restaurant and seeing a couple sitting at the opposite side of the restaurant to you, and they're just not talking to each other. They're not saying anything, and you think, oh, dear, I hope I never end up like that, don't you?
I'm sorry, sometimes we're perfectly happy. Leave us be.
You're the couple who says, how's yours, dear? Mine's fine. How's yours? Yep. Great.
And to think we've got to that stage in under 8 years. Isn't it grand?
But how much effort should a long-standing couple put into amusing each other with entertaining and intelligent conversation, which is presumably how they got together in the first place?
On a very serious note, when I'll say something quite amusing in the house and Catherine laughs, that's the best laugh I ever hear. That's much better than any laugh you get on stage. We do say, let's do something. Come on, let's do something. We don't do it every week, but we make the effort and we do something. We definitely our relationship needs that kind of stimulus.
And Lucy, don't you think you ought to make a little bit more effort?
Well, I sort of argue that because we live and work together in the same house, we both work from home, and now we've got the baby, I say that if there's any free time, we should be allowed to go out separately. But I can see this is falling on stony ground, so...
No one's judging you,
I shall
you,
retreat.
Lucy, no one's judging you. What we're doing is we're all silently thinking, we hope she has a prenup.